Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Court Case Podcast with me, your host, James Court.
And Sweet Tea.
We have got a very, very special episode for you today. We're going to be talking about the build-up, the trial and the verdict for the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard court case. It's all coming right after this.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Court Case Podcast, which, if you ask me, is a massive win for everybody. Mega pints all around.
Well, Sweet Tea, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Been a while, been a minute.
It has been a while. Now, we are supposed to be on hiatus right now because we sort of finished the season and then we're moving into a new place, aren't we?
We are. This month.
This month. The end of this month, we're going to be moving to a brand new place, just our own, just us two.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
very exciting.
Yep, I'm going to have a permanent little podcast set up there so we can record all the time. We can have regular episodes. I'm even thinking possibly going back to weekly.
Oof. Pushing the boat out a little bit.
I know. So,
speaking of us being in hiatus, we've come back for this topic in particular.
For this specific topic, because we've had people message us, viewers message us, and we went to the podcast show in London, which we will talk about another time. We're not going to focus on that today.
We're doing a blog post on it. So if you want to find out, read it.
100%. And there were people at the podcast show that came up to us when they found out that we were the Court Case Podcast. And they were like, well, have you done a Johnny and Amber episode?
Yeah.
And then we literally looked at each other and were like, are we fucking idiots? Yeah. Why have we not done an episode?
Well, the reason we haven't done it is because it's not over. Like, we couldn't really sit here and do episodes for 6 weeks. Like, we've had a new verdict. I feel like how we've done it is much better. Like, we've got the verdict now and we can debunk the whole thing.
Like an after show, an after party.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure loads of podcasts are doing the topic on it, but ours is going to be different. Mm-hmm. We are going to debunk the build-up, everything that happened in their relationship, their previous relationships. We're going to tell what happened in the trial, everything like that.
Amazing. And we're going to get right to it. I mean, this is the most prepared I've ever been for an episode. I've done 9 pages of notes on this.
And I've done 3 pages, but mine aren't really about Johnny and Amber. Mine are about little fun facts about being a juror and things like that, because I feel like it's fun to break it up and give you some general knowledge in there as well.
Little fluff to set the scene.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into it. I've got a Google Doc on the whole thing. So I thought we would start with some background, you know, info on Johnny and Amber, who they are as people.
I did not know who Amber Heard was before this trial.
A lot of people think that.
I didn't even know that he was married to her or anything. I literally was clueless.
Yeah, a lot of people felt like that. I think my mum was probably like that as well. That's another thing. This podcast especially is for my mum to listen to because she reads the Sun newspaper. They're very Amber Heard biased, and I've told her, insisted that she needs to listen to this because we're going to try and get all of the evidence
as
we can.
We're not being biased.
Yes, and so we could draw judgment. Anyway, Johnny Depp, okay, he's 58 years old. Did you know that?
I think I knew he was in his 50s,
He's a 58-year-old man. He's an actor. He's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Go on.
He hasn't won, but he's been nominated.
That's still a good start.
That's still one of the highest things. Yeah, his debut role was on Nightmare on Elm Street in 1984. I've not seen that movie either.
Mm. He was very attractive when he was younger.
Yes.
My gosh.
Yeah, a lot of TikToks currently surfacing with young Johnny Depp. In the 1990s, Johnny Depp was seen by many as the bad boy of Hollywood, with his chain smoking, recreational drug use and drinking habits widely documented. Along with River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves, they were seen as the opposite of the squeaky clean handsome boys like DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and I mean, goes to show, because River Phoenix ended up dying from drugs. So,
wow.
That's not great. But Keanu Reeves is quite seen as quite a nice, squeaky clean, nice guy now, isn't he?
I think so.
Sort of done a bit of a turn.
I don't really know.
In the 2000s, Johnny Depp became one of the most commercially successful film stars by playing Captain Jack Sparrow in the franchise Pirates of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. which I love, by the way. I don't really like the fifth movie, but I love all the others. As well as starring in popular films such as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Sweeney Todd.
Factory.
Sweeney Todd and Alice in Wonderland. Have you seen any of those movies?
Yes, I've seen them all.
You've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yep. Sweeney Todd and Alice in Wonderland.
What was the second one you said there?
It was, second one was Sweeney Todd.
Not seen that.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
You just like murred over that to me, so I didn't really register that it was a different film.
It's a musical about a couple of barbers that kill people.
Oh, right.
I believe. Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp.
Okay, well, no, yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I've seen the other two.
Could be an interesting film to watch, actually. It does sound like an interesting premise, doesn't it? Mm. Anyway, in 2012, he was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's highest paid actor with earnings of $75 million.
Bloody hell.
That was in 2012. He has co-owned a nightclub in Los Angeles called the Viper Room.
That's pretty cool.
Until 2003. He doesn't own any more.
Right.
He's also a guitarist and has featured on songs from Oasis, Aerosmith, Iggy Pop and Marilyn Manson, among others.
Bloody hell.
So he's done some serious...
I have seen that he does like a bit of music.
Yeah. In the 2010s, Depp lost almost all of his $650 million fortune, and his films such as The Lone Ranger and Alice Through the Looking Glass underperformed at the box office. So I've written here that I'm not entirely sure how he lost all his money. I've tried and look at that, but it has something to do with previous lawsuits and his lawyers / accounts not paying his taxes for him. So he had to pay loads of owed tax that he'd not been paying for years because his accountants hadn't been doing it for him. And plus, apparently he spent shit ton of money. Apparently he just spent loads all the fucking time.
Yeah, I know that he had a really bad upbringing. So for someone who had a bad upbringing with not much money, he then, when he's probably got loads of money, he probably didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then here's some facts on Amber Heard. Now, I'm going to tell you now, I struggled to find more facts on Amber Heard. Yeah, she's a lot harder and she's done a lot less stuff.
Mm.
But she's 36 years old.
Massive age difference.
Yep. She's an actress. She's been nominated for 0 Academy Awards. That's what I've got here.
Oh my gosh.
She's known for her roles in Never Back Down, Drive Angry and Aquaman.
I've
not seen any of those either. I knew who Amber Heard was, but I've not seen any of those films.
Interesting.
The only film that I remember seeing her in is she's in one scene in Zombieland.
Oh, is
which
she?
I love. She turns into a zombie. But
that's cool.
Yeah. In 2008, she was ranked number 21 on Maxim Magazine's Hot 100 Women's list.
Interesting.
So she was the number one most attractive woman in 2008. And she was charged with 2 counts of dog smuggling after illegally bringing her and Johnny Depp's dogs to Australia for the same journey. She was also charged with producing a false document.
Wow.
Those are charges not related to the case, but facts about Amber Heard. So I just thought it would be interesting.
Yeah.
So those are my facts on Johnny and Amber, like the basic ones. But I also thought what was interesting to paint a picture is I have got Johnny Depp's relationship history and Amber Heard's relationship history as well.
Yeah, I love that.
So, and you like a bit of juicy relationship goss, so I thought you'd find it interesting. Whose do you want to know about first? Do you want to know about Johnny's or do you want to know about Amber's?
I know more about Johnny's, so let's hear about Amber's. How many relationships has she had?
So, Amber Heard was romantically involved with Mexican actor Valentino Lanas between 2005.
That is a sick name.
2005 and 2006. I've written nothing much to say about this one. I think they dated for about 10 months.
Yeah.
So long. In 2008, Heard began dating photographer Tasia Van Rie, with Heard even changing her name to Van Rie during the relationship. Now, Van Rie is a woman and is primarily known for her black and white photos of celebrities and fashion photography. In 2009, Amber was arrested for domestic violence against Van Rie during an incident at an airport in Seattle. The couple split in 2012.
Damn.
Mm. So she's dated women in the past as well.
Yeah, okay.
Heard began dating Elon Musk in 2016 after her split from Johnny Depp. They split in 2017 but reunited 5 months later and then split again for good in 2018.
Who, what, her and Elon Musk?
And Elon Musk, yes. So they had an on and again, off
so
again.
She dated Elon Musk after Johnny Depp?
After Johnny Depp,
oh, okay,
yes.
So what was the time period of Johnny Depp and her?
They split around 2016.
And when did they start dating?
They started dating in 2017, but there's rumours and Johnny Depp believes that she was cheating on him with Elon Musk for a time.
You just said they split up in 2016, but they got together in 2017.
Officially, but they could have been dating before then, during 2016.
When did they get married then?
What, Johnny and
Amber?
Thingy? I've got that written down somewhere. Oh. I don't remember. So I've got a Johnny and Amber timeline. That'll come up on then, so you'll find out. Amber's most recent... there are a couple of other relationships with a couple of men after this, after Elon, but not important. Amber's most recent relationship was with cinematographer Bianca Butty, another woman, but the pair split in 2021 due to long distance reasons.
Right.
So that's the most recent... That's Amber's...
I believe that she is single at the moment as well.
Yes, I believe so. Because, well, they split in 2021, so I don't think she's dating. The Johnny Depp relationship history. We've got Johnny's first marriage was to makeup artist Laurie Ann Allison. They married in 1983, and although it only lasted 2 years, it led to Johnny getting his breakout role, as she was friends with Nicolas Cage, who helped him get Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ah.
Yeah. And Nicolas Cage is like basically... why we have Johnny Depp today, because he's the one that convinced Johnny Depp to start acting.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fantastic. We've got a lot to thank Nicolas Cage for, and he's also a lovely man.
So was Johnny Depp not acting before he married this woman?
No.
So how did he meet this woman then, if it was she was a makeup artist? Was she a makeup artist for celebrities?
Maybe he was doing the odd smaller thing, or music, because he's been a guitarist for years. Yeah, maybe he's doing guitar stuff or something. I don't know.
Fair enough. Interesting. But
in the mid-80s, Johnny Depp got together with Twin Peaks star Sherilyn Fenn. They split after 3.5 years. Jennifer Grey was next, but she called off their relationship shortly after Johnny proposed.
Ooh.
Sad times. Ruthless. Possibly the most famous of his relationships was with Winona Ryder. After co-starring in Edward Scissorhands, Depp proposed to her. They broke up before they made it down the aisle, but during their relationship, Johnny famously got a tattoo that reads Winona Forever.
Oh, lovely.
Which is very cute.
How long were they dating for?
I don't have that, but they were engaged for a while.
Oh, okay, nice.
And they still think fondly of each other. It was a very amicable split. After a few more failed relationships with Kate Moss and Ellen Barkin, Johnny found his footing with Vanessa Paradis, who he stayed with for 14 years.
Wow.
They had two children called Lily Rose and Jack.
Yes, of course, yeah.
So that is the timeline for Johnny and Amber. And for their previous relationships, I've got a timeline for Johnny and Amber. I figured we'd go through that, and then you've got some court stuff which you can help set the scene, and then we'll go through the whole, you know, court case. So the timeline for Johnny and Amber, I know you just had questions about this, so you're going to get them answered.
Good.
So I hope you're prepared. So Johnny and Amber met on the set of The Rum Diary. I haven't heard of that film either.
No.
In 2009, sounds like my sort of film though. Rum Diary.
Why is the rum gone?
In 2009, they were dating by early 2012. In 2012, Depp announced his separation with partner Paradis after 14 years together. Heard split with her partner, Tassia Van Rie, at the same time.
The way that's worded sounds like that they were dating before they announced their divorce.
Yeah, I know. They met while they were still together. I think then split up with their partners and then got together.
Interesting.
Yeah. In 2014, Heard was spotted wearing an engagement ring. In 2015, Depp and Heard married in a private ceremony in their home in LA.
Okay.
On May the 3rd, 2016, Amber Heard filed for divorce from Depp and accused him of physical abuse. She got a restraining order.
What year?
May 23rd, 2016.
Okay.
She got a restraining order and alleged that Depp physically abused her during their relationship, usually while under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
So a year after they've been married, she then files this thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
She alleged that for some reason, celebrities, most of them, they seem to just have very short relationships with each other.
I find that.
It's mad to me. She alleged that on May 21st, before filing the divorce, an incident had recently taken place in which Depp threw his phone at her, leaving her with a bruised face. However, a police spokesman told People magazine that an investigation into the incident found that no crime had taken place.
Right.
So was that the first instance of Amber lying?
Who knows?
Don't know, we'll find out. Depp denied these accusations and through his representatives said Heard was attempting to secure a premature financial resolution by alleging abuse. A $7 million settlement was reached out of court on August 16th, 2016. So Amber got $7 million in the divorce. That was the settlement. Heard withdrew her request for a domestic violence restraining order, and then the settlement was reached. She also rescinded her request for $50,000 a month spousal support.
Oh, okay.
So she took that back. She said she didn't need it. I don't know. What, I guess that was part of them reaching a settlement. You'll get $7 million, but you're not getting the monthly $50,000 spousal support. Who needs that much in spousal support?
Yeah.
Depp and Heard released a joint statement. It said, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm." Now, this is where it gets interesting for me, because they divorced and they released that statement. And the way that statement's worded, it's basically sort of Johnny saying, no one's made any lies, Amber. It's not made any lies for financial gain. Mm. No one's abused each other. This is the settlement. Done. That sounds like it should be just a done deal. Yeah, just walk left. Away. And but obviously that wasn't the case. And it's just become possibly the ugliest breakup in the history of the world.
Mm.
Heard received $7 million from this divorce and stated that she donated it to charity.
Oh,
more on that later. In 2017, the divorce was finalised. Heard kept the dogs. Depp retained sole possession of all properties, including his private island in the Bahamas.
Bloody hell, mate.
I know. As well as his collection of classic cars and motorcycles. The Hollywood Reporter reported that a non-disparagement clause was inserted into the divorce settlement that prevented either party from saying anything negative about the high-profile relationship and breakup. Jeez. So it was written into the settlement.
That didn't age well.
Mm-hmm, that they were not supposed to speak ill of each other. In December 2018, because that's the thing that came up during the verdict very quickly. I see a lot of people on Twitter that are like, well, she was just giving her freedom of speech. She should be allowed to write this op-ed. Like, yeah, she should, but not when there is a clause in the divorce settlement that says that she's not supposed to.
Yeah.
And so obviously that's why. In December 2018, Heard wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post.
Op-ed is, for anyone who doesn't know, a newspaper page opposite the editorial page devoted to a personal comment.
Yes, thank you. And you've got definitions later for defamation and stuff like that, which is good. Thank you for doing that. Depp himself was never mentioned by name in this op-ed, but it was implied. In 2019, Depp sued Heard for $50 million for defamation over the article. The suit said that Heard is not a victim of domestic abuse. She is a perpetrator.
So defamation is when someone makes a false or fraudulent statement about you and publish it to a third party.
Yes, correct. And Depp denied ever abusing her. Instead, the suit said that Heard's allegations were part of an elaborate hoax to generate positive publicity for the actress. In a court filing that tried to dismiss Depp's defamation suit, Heard detailed multiple instances of alleged abuse that she said occurred during their marriage and referred to him as the monster.
Jesus.
Heard claimed that she still had scars on her arms and feet from an incident where Depp allegedly threw her through a ping pong table and dragged her through broken glass. This is the suit that went to trial. I've put currently ongoing, but obviously it finished last night.
Yeah.
So that's what the suit about. In 2020, phone recordings were released in which Heard admitted to hitting Depp. I'm going to try and play these recordings in the podcast, but if not, you guys have all heard them. It's the ones of Amber saying, "I didn't punch you, I hit you." Those ones.
"I'm sorry that I didn't hit you across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You know, even a lot of fights been around a long time. I know. Yeah.
No, when you fucking have a closed fist.
You get punched. You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this. But I did not punch you. I did not fucking deck you. I fucking was hitting you.
You can't.
I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was. But you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you."
I wonder if he had any sort of like, I'm guessing not if he married her, but like, how was she completely different when he met her to like how she's behaved on trial and throughout the relationship?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, to be fair, the same as Johnny. But I mean, I guess with Johnny, maybe he wasn't on, you know, addicted to drugs and alcohol when they first got together.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe he got onto that because she kind of drove him to it. I don't know.
Possibly. That's a good question. But something for us to discuss and speculate on.
Yeah.
On July 7th, 2020, the three-week libel trial began. Depp fought the Sun newspaper in court over a 2018 article in which they called him a wife beater in reference to Depp and Heard's former marriage. Depp sued both the publisher and executive editor Dan Wooten for libel. Now, I really don't like the Sun. My mum reads the Sun regularly, and I'm not a fan. I'd think they're a disgusting little fish wrapper that aren't very nice. What's sad is that Depp, actually, we'll get to that in a minute because I've got more. You wanted to know, so during this libel trial against The Sun, Winona Ryder and Vanessa Paradis, so mm-hmm. two of his exes,
yeah.
both provided statements in defence of Johnny Depp.
Very nice.
Now, I've not got Vanessa Paradis's, but because I thought you'd be intrigued, because we both know and are fans of Winona Ryder from Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
I've got her statement here, complete. Winona's statement said, I understand that it is very important that I speak from my own experience, as I obviously was not there during his marriage to Amber. But from my experience, which was wildly different, I was absolutely shocked, confused, and upset when I heard the accusations against him. The idea that he is an incredibly violent person is the farthest thing from Johnny I knew and loved. I cannot wrap my head around these accusations. He was never, never violent towards me. He was never, never abusive at all towards me. And he has never, never been violent or abusive towards anybody that I have seen. I truly and honestly only know him as a really good man, an incredibly loving, extremely caring guy who was so protective of me and the people that he loves, and I felt so very, very safe with him. I do not want to call anyone a liar, but from my experience of Johnny, it is impossible to believe that such horrific allegations are true. I find it extremely upsetting knowing him as I do.
Oh, that's such a lovely thing to say.
Yeah, so that's a nice statement. Mm.
And I like when you read that, you realise like the emotion, like how real, like she sounds, like the emphasis on never, like she says it twice in every sentence. It's like, damn.
Yeah, I know. And obviously she's also correct. Like they are completely different relationships.
Yeah,
she wasn't anywhere near Johnny through the entirety of this relationship, so she doesn't know what it was like.
No, she worded it really well. Like she said, she wasn't accusing Amber of anything, but she was just saying her experience, which she's absolutely entitled to do.
Yep, that is correct. So the trial began, the libel trial against The Sun, began in early July and lasted 3 weeks. Depp alleged that Heard defecated in his bed and punched him, which Heard denies. Depp also accused Heard of having extramarital affairs with James Franco.
Yo, I don't know who I fucked last night, but I got some stink dick.
And Elon Musk, which Heard also denies. Heard, meanwhile, accused Depp of physically abusing her and has also accused him of throwing a phone at her face, which she says left her bruised. Furthermore, Heard said that Depp threatened to kill her on several occasions. Threatened to kill her.
That's a bit...
Damn.
Like, crazy.
That is mental. On November the 2nd, the court ruled against Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's lawyers released a statement saying this decision is as perverse as it is bewildering. Most troubling is the judge's reliance on the testimony of Amber Heard and corresponding disregard of the mountain of counter evidence from police officers, medical practitioners, her own former assistant, other unchallenged witnesses, and an array of documentary evidence which completely undermine the allegations point by point. And 4 days later, on November 6th, Depp announced that he had been asked to resign from his role as Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts 3.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Which is very annoying because the same studio, Warner Brothers, have kept Amber Heard on for Aquaman. I'm very interested to see what happens after this verdict, though.
Mm.
What happens?
I know, yeah.
I reckon either she'll resign and take a break from acting and then come back later.
The thing is, though, I really don't think she will. I feel like she has loved this spotlight and she's going to use all this like fame. Because, you know, people are like, what do they say? Like, no bad fame.
No, there's no such thing as bad press.
Yes, no such thing as bad press. Mm. She's probably thinking that. And she's like, oh, like everyone knows who she is now. Do you know what I mean? So she has succeeded fame in a sense from this, but it's not good fame.
Yeah.
So I can't see her taking a backseat.
Well, later on in the trial, one of the witnesses diagnosed her with a mental health thing that could... you know, go with what you're saying there. So we'll get to later. Depp posted on his Instagram after being resigning, saying, I wish to let you know that I've been asked to resign by Warner Brothers from my role as Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts, and I've respected and agreed to that request. Finally, I wish to say this. The surreal judgment of the court in the UK will not change my fight to tell the truth, and I confirm that I plan to appeal. My resolve remains strong, and I intend to prove that the allegations against me are false. My life and career will not be defined by this moment in time. Nice quote.
Yeah.
In an appeal against the London case in March 2021, Depp's lawyers alleged that Amber Heard lied about donating her full $7 million divorce settlement to charity. Heard and Depp's $100 million libel suit begins on April 11th, 2022. And this brings us to the trial. The big one, the defamation case that started 6 weeks ago, to this day, I think, in Virginia. So that's our background info on Johnny and Amber. So that's helping you, I hope, has helped you all paint a picture.
Understand how we got to the situation. Yes. Because I wasn't actually aware at all. Mm-hmm. I blinked and next thing I know they're in trial and I found out that he was married to her and this and that.
Like. Absolutely. So now we've had that background info, we're just going to have an ad for you guys and then Sweet Tea's going to come back and she's going to tell you some background on some fun court stuff before we get right into the trial.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello guys, welcome back. And so now we're getting on to the trial here. And there's been, I've seen a few people online, they've had questions about like the jury in this trial and how the jury system works. Because a lot of people are unaware, you were unaware until I sort of told you about like jury service and stuff like that. And then you've gone away and you've found some interesting facts and stuff about juries in general. Yeah. And yeah, I wanted to share them.
I find it so fascinating. Mm. Because, like, obviously, everyone gets put down for it. We might not necessarily get called for it in our lifetime, but about 200,000 people in the UK get called for it a year.
Oh, wow.
So it's really interesting. And I feel like it's something not be educated on, but you do kind of need to be aware of how the process works. Because everyone's experience in jury service is different. Like, I saw this woman talk about her jury service, and she was literally in there for about a couple of hours because it was such an easy one to decide, and then she was home. And I've had other cases that I've read about where they've been juries for up to 20 months.
Jesus, 20 months.
20 months. Yeah, there was a case in Scotland, a really complicated case in Scotland. Sorry, something flew in my face.
Yeah, I saw that. Wow.
And there was a jury of, I think it was like 17 people, and the case was so complicated that it took 20 days for the jury service to take to come to the deliberations part.
Jesus.
It didn't really state what the case was about because it was obviously so complicated, and there's only so much that they can like say in articles. But these there was three people that halfway through, they were like, we can't do this anymore. Like, this is going on for too long. So they were able to leave. But because it got to the minimum amount of people that they can have on the jury, which I think is 12,
right.
No one else was allowed to leave. So these people had to literally just sit in a room full of silence, taking in all this information for 20 months straight, 320 days to be precise.
Wow.
And then they had to do deliberations as well. And then they said after they were finished, because obviously they spent nearly 2 years doing this, and they then went back to work, like, they really, really struggled to, like, talk to customers and stuff because they were in the room with the same people for, like, nearly two years.
Yeah.
Not really talking to anyone either until the deliberations. Like, just taking in loads of information, and it just... I couldn't imagine what it would have been like to then go back to work. And, like, someone said that they really, really struggled. People from it have gone on to, like, go and study law because they found it so fascinating. So, obviously, they took that direction. But
that's quite good.
Other people, they said that they missed a promotion. They've missed loads of, like, massive family events. One of the women's husband was really, really ill in hospital when she was doing these jury service, and she could barely go and see him.
Oh, that's terrible.
Which is awful, awful. And they said that she did say like they were very, when it was a full jury, she was very lucky that she was able to have the odd day off to go and see him in hospital because she could just get brought up to speed. Mm-hmm. But as soon as like those people left because they couldn't do it anymore, she wasn't allowed to go and do that anymore because they already had the minimum amount of people in the jury.
Oh, ridiculous.
Which is so sad.
Yeah.
And I just could not imagine it, like doing something for so long and then just go back into reality. Like that just won't work
day in day out for 20 months.
And they said that they did get offered like cancelling and things like that, but the cancelling that they got offered was the exact same cancelling as people who would have done it for like 2 weeks. So they didn't really fully understand that these people have been in a room in silence for like 20 months straight.
That sounds like something that really needs like reforming.
That's what they were saying. That's why they did the article, because they were just like, I feel like it's something that they need to try and figure out if a case goes on for that long. Because obviously it's not just them, like it's the lawyers, it's the victims, it's and it's the judge, like everyone's doing it for 20 months straight. But like that's their job that they signed up for, and they're probably fully aware. But the people like in the jury service, that's massive, like they left their whole life behind. Sometimes also jobs, it's in your like contract that they'll pay you for jury service. So some jobs might not even pay you for jury service. And if that's the case, you only get £5 a day from the government.
How the fuck are you supposed to live on that?
I know, it's ridiculous. I know, but obviously I don't really know the full in depth of like what's supplied, because maybe every single country and state is different. You might get food, hotel, whatever, but I'm assuming stuff like that would be organized for you if they're only giving you that much a day. I would hope.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, I just thought that was really, really interesting.
Yeah, that's some good background info there.
Yeah.
We've gotten background info on Amber and Johnny, as we said. We've got background info on jury. So this is what the jury will be thinking. Or, you know, that's what they'll be doing during the trial. So this jury had 6 weeks. So not anywhere near 20 months.
No, 6 weeks. So. And they say apparently jury deliberations is on average about an hour per day.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I can't imagine how long those 20 months one would have been.
No, Jesus Christ. But should we crack on with the trial?
Yeah, let's get to
it. Okay, so I've basically done a breakdown of what happened each week and stuff. So obviously we're going to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So the trial began with opening statements from Depp's lawyers, Benjamin G. Chow and Camille Vasquez. Camille has since become very popular
on
social
media. She's very cool. She's an absolute badass.
She is very cool. She is a badass. I agree. They accused Heard of making up domestic abuse accusations and about Depp to further her career, with Chu also stating that Heard made the accusations because Depp asked for a divorce. They argued that while the op-ed did not mention Depp, it was clear by implication that it referred to him. Chu accused her of staging the bruised face on May 27th, 2016, citing that Depp had not met her since May 21st, 2016. Depp's lawyers described Heard as giving the performance of her life and a liar obsessed with her image.
Wow.
So that was their opening statement. Obviously, a little bit abridged by me.
Yeah.
And so Amber Heard's lawyers, Elaine Bredehoft and J. Benjamin Rottenborn. So there's two Benjamin lawyers
in
this
trial.
That's weird.
Is it? It's just, I think it's fairly normal to have a classroom with people with the same name.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just lucky that two, it's just a weird coincidence that two of the lawyers happen to have the same name.
Yeah, crazy, babe.
But anyway, they claim that Depp had physically and sexually abused Heard on multiple occasions during their relationship, usually triggered by his addiction to alcohol and drugs. They accused Depp of seeking to humiliate Amber, haunt her, and wreck her career with this lawsuit, and to turn this case into a soap opera. Rottenborn argued that the First Amendment protected Heard's right to express her views in the op-ed. Rottenborn argued that it did not change Depp's reputation, and that Depp had ruined his own career in Hollywood with his drinking and drug use. What are your thoughts on those opening statements?
So I think they're, I mean, obviously I like Ben Chu. Is it Chu?
Benjamin Chu, yes.
Benjamin Chu. I like his statement. Like, it's obviously very to the point, very spot on like, on the whole topic. And then the other one, Benjamin, what's his name? Rottenborn.
Rottenborn, yeah. I mean, theirs was good as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a good opening statement. It's like, it tells you, again, spot on what she's fighting, but I just...
The only thing I don't like about theirs, which goes back to my point I made earlier about their divorce settlement, is he argued that her First Amendment right protects her from expressing her views in the op-ed, which their divorce settlement was said that they were not to badmouth each other. So it doesn't matter what the First Amendment is. Mm. She wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that I don't agree with there.
Yeah.
So after those opening statements, it started with witness testimony for Depp, which means these are witnesses that Depp's lawyers have brought to the court. Mm-hmm. So Amber's lawyers would have brought witnesses, Depp's lawyers, yeah, and they're specifically relating to Johnny Depp. And so right, there'll be witnesses that relate to Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it will be split. So Depp's lawyers will bring witnesses for Depp and witnesses for Amber, and mm-hmm, their lawyers will bring witnesses, Depp, witnesses for Amber, I believe, anyway.
Right, got it.
So, witness testimony for Depp. I've written here that I've not written down every witness because there was a lot, just the ones that I deemed most important.
Okay.
This is where my mum would go, but I bet you took out loads of Amber ones. I've not. I've been very even, and I've got a lot of stuff on things that Amber has said Depp's done and what witnesses have said Johnny Depp's done. So I have been as impartial
yeah
as I can be.
Well, yeah, because I'm not being funny. Like, or obviously, partial. We're happy with the result.
Yes.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
It doesn't mean that Johnny Depp is a fucking angel. Like, no. Obviously, he has done stuff wrong as well. But yeah, it is not as what Amber has made out he has done.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to... Yeah, that's what I've been trying to get across. Yeah, 100%. So... The first witness that was brought was Christy Dombrowski, and she was Depp's sister and personal manager. She
was his sister.
No, she is his sister, sorry, and was his personal manager. She testified that Depp had sworn never to perpetrate domestic violence after being abused as a child by their mother.
Yeah, I knew he didn't have a great upbringing.
She said that her brother often had to hide from their mother, and he also hid from her during the relationship. Dombrowski stated that she had to book an additional hotel room for Depp whenever Heard initiated fights.
Bloody hell.
Interesting. Yeah, so that's obviously point for Johnny Depp there, because we've got him hiding in hotel rooms.
I wonder if they are doing a little tally.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so the next one was called Isaac Barrack, and you probably saw this. Well, a lot of you might have seen this one on social media. He was the one that was seen, he was bald, he had a white beard, and he was seen crying on the witness stand, if you remember that, right back on the first week.
Yeah, I do remember.
Depp's longtime friend and neighbour, I've written here, you may have seen this on social media, he testified that Heard told him in May 2016 that Depp had thrown a phone at her. He inspected her face and found no injuries. He observed no makeup on her face that could be used to conceal injuries. He said that Depp's family had been completely wrecked by Heard's claims of domestic abuse. He also testified that he saw security camera footage of Heard with her sister laughing and throwing fake punches across Heard's face.
Wow.
Interesting one, isn't it?
That is extremely interesting. Yeah. I didn't hear that part, but that's interesting.
I feel very sorry for that man because he seemed very emotional.
Oh, he seemed so lovely.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? And he seemed like he seemed like he cared about both of them. But...
Yeah, you know, he did, because he never really said anything horrible about Amber. He was just, again, stating facts.
Mm.
And he said, I wish Amber well and hope that she, you know, sorts herself out.
Yeah. So next witness that I've got here was called Kate James, Amber Heard's former personal assistant. This was another big one. She described Heard as belligerent and abusive, saying Heard frequently screamed at her and sent abusive text messages. She said that Heard used mushrooms, ecstasy, and cocaine and was prone to manic episodes.
Jesus.
So that's quite a big thing against Heard there. And that one's also quite big because obviously a lot of their accusation of Johnny Depp is drug use. Mm. And so she's come on her own personal assistant here and said, well, Amber Heard is guilty of that as well.
Yeah.
So that's quite a big one. And the next witness I've got is called Laurel Anderson. And she was Depp and Heard's therapist in 2015. She testified there was mutual abuse during the relationship, with both parties initiating violent conflicts. She described Heard as having a fear of abandonment that caused her to initiate violence against Depp. She added that Depp attempted to de-escalate the violence more often than Heard. She said that Depp was well controlled over decades and not violent against previous partners, but that he was triggered when with Heard. Anderson stated that for Heard, it was a point of pride for her. If she felt disrespected, to initiate a fight. If Depp was going to leave her to de-escalate a fight, she would strike him to keep him there. So more stuff about Heard there, but also that she was very explicit in the fact that it was mutual abuse and that Johnny was also not nice at times too. That's what obviously this therapist said, which goes towards, you know, our thing of, you know...
Yeah.
He's not an entirely innocent party.
Yeah.
So then after those witnesses, they did a direct examination of Johnny Depp. So Johnny Depp took the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And in Johnny's testimony, he said that he had never struck Heard or any other woman and he had sued her to clear his name and repair the damage her allegations caused to his career. He denied having been addicted to any substance other than Roxycodone and stated that Heard had grossly embellished the extent of his substance abuse.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, because they were saying all sorts of drugs, but he's saying here is just the prescription drug Roxycodone, which I don't know what it is, does. Mm. I didn't look that up. He testified that Heard often insulted him verbally and that as these situations intensified, he went straight to what he had learned as a youth, which was to remove himself from the situation so that it couldn't continue. Now that does line up with one, what his sister said about how he dealt with his mum.
Yeah.
But also that audio recording of Amber when she's saying, I wasn't punching you, I was hitting you.
Mm.
He says in that audio recording, be like, well, I need to get out of there. I need to remove myself from the situation.
Who recorded that?
I think it was a marriage counsellor.
A marriage counsellor?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I think there
was
some
sort of... So they were at like a counselling session.
Therapy or marriage counselling, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe so. Depp also testified that Heard had been physically abusive and mentioned specific incidents. He claimed that Heard withheld his medication to help treat withdrawal symptoms of his painkiller addiction in 2014. So he said that so that she used to keep his medication away from him.
Jesus.
Which isn't good. Audio recordings were played for the jury,
including
the one where Heard admits to hitting Johnny, that famous one, you know. Which we literally spoke about a second ago.
It's just mad that she would, that she thinks that there's a massive difference between it.
Yeah, I know, hitting and punching, ridiculous. It's same either difference way you as were, pledge and donating.
Yeah, apparently. Either way, you were hurting someone.
Yeah. In another, Johnny accuses Heard of throwing pots and pans at him, which she admits to in this audio recording. In another audio recording, Depp accuses Heard of kicking a bathroom door into his face, to which Heard says she cannot remember as she was on Ambien at the time. So clearly both are guilty of substance abuse here.
Yeah, clearly. They're just so, like, they're just toxic for one another.
They are so toxic.
I feel like they brought out each other's really bad toxic side, which is such a shame because he was so happily married with kids. And then he left her for this fucking drama. I bet he regrets it.
I know. He said that in March 2015, he locked himself in a bathroom while Heard was banging on doors and screaming obscenities and wanting to have a physical altercation. He said he was left distraught by the incident and relapsed by drinking vodka. When Heard discovered him drinking alcohol, he says she threw two vodka bottles at him, severing a finger on his right hand. This caused him to have a nervous breakdown. He said he lied to Australian healthcare officials about the cause of the injury because he didn't want to get her in trouble.
Oh, see, he's so caring. It's so weird. She's literally horrible.
Have you seen the video of him visiting a hospital dressed as Jack Sparrow? And it was soon after this and he had the bandage on his finger.
Yes, and they asked him what happened. And I can't remember what he said now, but he just made up some story that,
Dude visits children hospitals as Jack Sparrow.
I know.
Anyway, he then accused Heard of hitting him in the face during an argument at her birthday party in April 2016 and of leaving human feces on his side of the bed soon after.
Honestly, when I heard that story, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why? Apparently it was some prank that went wrong.
She was doing some sort of cruel prank.
Weird.
Yeah.
How is she not absolutely mortified by that story?
No.
I couldn't, like, also I found out as well that Amber and Johnny never actually had, they didn't have to be there for the trial because it's a civil case.
I didn't know
and
that.
They didn't have to be there for the verdict either, hence why, you know, Johnny wasn't there for the verdict.
Johnny was in Newcastle with Sam Fender.
Yeah, living it up. Sam Fender having a bender.
He was up a pub in Newcastle.
Love that.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, so I just find it mad that she would then turn up to trial the next day after hearing that. I'd be mortified.
I know. When cross-examined by Heard's lawyers, so this is where Heard's lawyers come up and asking questions, they played audio recordings of Depp, one of which included Depp shouting vulgarities at Heard. See, Mum, I am including the bad things Depp did. So there you played an audio recording of Depp shouting mean things at Heard.
Yeah.
So if it's an audio recording, obviously it must have happened.
Yeah.
Depp was also asked about text messages he sent. This is an interesting one, right? So these were text messages to Paul Bettany, who, as you may know, plays the Vision in the Avengers movies WandaVision.
Yes.
Paul Bettany, they are friends.
Oh, nice.
In text messages to Paul Bettany, star of WandaVision, Depp made a call to drown and burn Amber. Paul Bettany replied, "My thoughts entirely. Let's be certain before we pronounce her a witch." Paul Bettany said that. Depp testified that these text messages were a reference to a Monty Python sketch regarding burning witches and was just abstract humour. Now, we've all had times when we've really hated someone.
Yeah, and we've said that.
Yeah, I mean, and we've said things like, oh, yeah. F this person. And I've seen Monty Python and I think I know what he's talking about. And literally Paul Bettany's text sounds like an exact quote from that show, so I think that it was a reference to like a Monty Python thing.
It could have been a reference from that, but they could also be referencing it in,
they were obviously shitting on her, yeah, obviously, because yeah, they weren't happy with her, but I think obviously Johnny was probably just letting off steam to Paul over,
yeah,
text.
Exactly.
And
yeah, obviously, yeah, it's not great, but everyone is guilty of doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, so. Yeah, 100%. When shown negative articles about him, he called them hit pieces. I thought that Paul Bettany was going to come in.
I was going to say, surely he it would have been funny. It would have been really funny if he came in.
Because, of course, James Franco and Elon Musk were supposed to come in as well.
They didn't, though, did they?
But I think Elon Musk saw her nosedive in the media and was just like, nope, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
And but Kate Moss ended up giving a statement over video towards the end, which we'll get to later. Anyway, some more witnesses came up. Tara Roberts, she managed Depp's private island.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty cool.
I want to manage it.
I know.
Get me a job.
Said she never saw any injuries on Heard, but once saw Depp with a mark across the bridge of his nose. She had witnessed Heard calling him a washed-up actor going to die a fat, lonely old man.
Fucking hell.
I mean, she said that to Depp's face, and so that can't be as bad as Depp telling Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was a burner. Shannon Curry. Ah, now this was a huge one. This was that extremely attractive.
Yes, James is obsessed with his therapist.
That I had a little bit of a crush on. She just looked like you with glasses on.
Oh, nice try, babe.
Nice save.
But
anyway, a lot of other people found her very attractive.
Yeah,
as well.
She is fit. I'm not saying that she's not. She is very attractive.
Yeah, you should wear glasses more often. Shannon Curry. This was a big one over social media. The sexy blonde psychologist. That's what I've got.
Fuck's sake.
A forensic psychologist hired by Depp's team. She provided evidence against Heard's claim that she had PTSD from their relationship. She testified that she spent 12 hours with Heard, ate muffins, and conducted multiple mental health tests. She testified,
oh yeah, I remember this, because they kept on bringing up that, like, her husband was bringing in muffins or something like that.
They kept asking about the muffins.
And she was just kind of like, what the fuck has this got to do with the trial? Like, it's so funny.
And she conducted multiple mental health tests. She testified that Heard was grossly exaggerating symptoms of PTSD. Curry instead diagnosed Heard with borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. Curry testified that Heard's borderline personality disorder manifested from an underlying terror of abandonment. She said that this disorder seems to be a predictive factor for women who implement violence against their partner. She said that the histrionic personality disorder has correlations with drama and shallowness. When examined by Heard's lawyers, she said that it was rare for males guilty of abuse to accuse their female partners of abuse.
Mm.
It's rare for a male victim to accuse a female
victim.
So if the male is guilty.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
So she diagnosed her with two disorders there, borderline personality and histrionic. So I think that goes against your whole, you know, she might use this to play up her things and, you know, be a bit narcissistic.
Maybe.
So another witness we got here is Terence Doherty, chief operating officer of the ACLU. He was involved in creating the op-ed article.
Right.
He stated that the goal of the article was to capitalize on the campaign for Aquaman and that she was referring to Depp in the article. So that's a very important witness because obviously he said that, yes, the article was referring to Depp and, yes, the article was being used to further her career in some way because she wanted to capitalize on Aquaman.
Fucking hell.
So that's a very important witness there. Malcolm Connolly, security guard of Depp's, testified that Heard wanted to wear the pants in the relationship and that he had seen her throw items at Depp. He had seen scratches and bruises on Depp, but never on Heard. We've got another security guard here called Travis McGiven. He was present at an incident in March 2015 where Heard alleges that Depp abused her. He contradicts the claims, stating that Depp did not attack her physically, but said that they both exchanged verbal vitriol. So obviously they're both just verbally abusive towards each other.
Which, that was clear in these recordings anyway.
Seems to be par for the course with them.
Yeah.
You know? They seem to, you know, exchange more barbs than hellos.
I must say though that there was parts where Johnny did say some funny fucking stuff
in the trial. Yeah.
Like in the trial as well, but also on these recordings. Like there's that one recorder who's like, Aquaman. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh my god, it's
why
so
did he
funny.
Say that?
I can't remember the context. I've heard so many, but they were talking, and I think she says something like, "Give me my wig back" or something like that. And then you don't see the recording, but what I'm imagining is that he put the wig on and was just like, "Aquaman, I really want you to listen to it now."
We'll
have to search it up.
But there was that other one where she's drunk and she's telling him to give her the phone, and she's spelling phone wrong. She's going F-O-N-E-F-O-N.
And then she goes,
"Spell it out. I'll spell it out for you." And Johnny goes, "I wish you would."
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, your laugh was so loud.
Sorry. It was really funny though. I remember that one.
Yeah,
and the amount of times when Amber's lawyers would read out something, he goes, "Did I read that correctly?" He goes, "You read that very well."
Yeah. So then this bodyguard then testified that he witnessed Heard throw a Red Bull can and a bag at Depp and spat at and punched Depp in the face, resulting in his face becoming red and swollen. Richard Marks, an entertainment lawyer, he stated that Heard's op-ed was devastating for Depp's career as it was the type of Me Too claim that has cancelled a list of actors. So, yeah, so that's obviously
just
going
trying
towards
to get with the movement, isn't she?
Douglas Bannier. Now, he's an IP expert. Now, I don't know if you know what IP is.
No, what's IP?
But IP is shorthand for intellectual property. So it's basically anything that's like really important. So like a celebrity, like Johnny Depp's brand, that would be his IP. Jack Sparrow, that's an IP, that's a character. Batman, Superman, they're all IPs.
Yeah.
Right? So he provided testimony showing that after Heard's op-ed was released, search results for Johnny Depp became much more negative, completely downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously, again, proving that this did have an effect on Johnny Depp's career, so it is defamatory in some light. Depp and his attorneys rested their case later on May 3rd, 2022, after 13 days of testimony. So that was the testimony for Johnny Depp over with. And then we moved on to the witness testimony for Amber Heard. So the first one was, her name was Dawn Hughes, and she was a forensic psychologist. So think of her as their version of the sexy blonde psychologist.
Yeah, because this is what kept happening, is that Amber's lawyer kept on calling her Dr. Curry when her name is Dr. Hughes, and she had to keep on correcting her.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
It happens so many times. How bad is that? Very professional. Not.
I know. She stated that it was not unusual for women who are abused to act violently in self-defense, which I suppose makes sense, mm-hmm. Yes. Hughes diagnosed Heard with PTSD caused by the alleged abuse from Depp. She criticised the methodology used by Shell and Curry and said that Heard did not have borderline or histrionic personality disorder. Under cross-examination, Hughes testified that Heard admitted to hitting Depp a number of times, as well as shoving, pushing and assaulting him. She, however, said that it was not comparable to the abuse she suffered from Depp. So she's basically said that, no, Heard doesn't have these personality disorders. Shannon Curry is wrong. And yes, Heard did hit Johnny Depp and abuse him, but it's not comparable to the abuse that Johnny Depp performed upon Amber Heard.
So she was in like pro of Amber.
Oh, most of these witnesses will be.
Right. Okay.
All of these witnesses and Amber Heard's ones are going to be ones that are in support of her.
Yeah, okay.
So after that witness, there was direct examination from Amber Heard. There was a couple more witnesses. They weren't too important. They were just saying similar stuff. And so this is when Amber Heard took the stand,
mm-hmm.
and Amber,
which was fucking brilliant.
Yep, it's the way for me is the way she just kept looking at the jury instead of the people asking her the question,
and the way that she would avoid questions as well.
Yeah, it's just
and her dog insane. Stepped on a bee.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about either.
I need context for that one.
Amber Heard direct examination. Amber began by testifying that the abuse began in 2012 with insults and controlling behaviour from Depp, first escalating to violence in 2013 when she alleges that Depp hit her several times when she laughed at one of his tattoos. Probably the Winona Ryder one.
Mm.
Heard testified that Depp was deeply jealous and that their relationship became a never-ending fight. She said that Depp was especially prone to rage when under the influence of drugs and alcohol, often disappearing after a fight.
Right.
During her testimony, the jury was shown multiple images of Heard with cuts and bruises that were allegedly a result of abuse from Depp, and which she testified she would hide with makeup. She testified that during a trip in 2013, Depp sexually assaulted her. She said that Depp accused her of having an affair with her co-star James Franco in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and then kicked her in the back. She went on to describe a few other instances of alleged violence from Depp.
Right.
So she's obviously testifying all of this stuff that's gone on. Mm-hmm. And then she denied cutting off Depp's finger, stating that she had taken a sedative and gone to sleep before it happened.
Wow.
Okay. Amber Heard completed her testimony in week 5, including more photographs and audio recordings and more stories of abuse from Depp. So she did provide plenty of audio recordings of Depp being a shouty-shouty
agonist. Is this audio evidence stuff that she has recorded?
I believe so.
Interesting. So this is what I find absolutely fascinating about all of this. I don't think Johnny do any audio recordings himself throughout the relationship? Because I don't believe he did. I might be wrong.
So.
I feel like it was all Amber, in which case it's very interesting because all of these audio recordings, I've not really heard one. Well, I've not heard many where I thought, where it's like changed my view and thought like Johnny has done something. Like all of them is either her like admitting that she hit him or like punched him or whatever or like throwing stuff, blah, blah, blah. So why is she recording that when it's like clear as day that she's literally providing evidence to prove that she hurt him?
Well, I think those ones in those instances are ones that she didn't record. They're ones by marriage counsellors and therapists and things like that. I think these ones, although they're not like, I don't seem to be able to find them on YouTube or anything like that. Mm. These must be ones where she's recorded.
But again, still, why is she recording? Did she, has this been a plan the whole time?
That's what the whole trial is,
isn't
it?
Yeah, so she having this evidence for years.
For financial gain.
To eventually do this lawsuit and try and get financial gain, which she did not gain.
No. She denied having anything to do with the feces in Depp's bed, stating that it was caused by her dog who had bowel problems.
Right.
She said that since the abuse became public, she has lost out on roles and had to fight to stay in Aquaman. When she was cross-examined by Depp's lawyers, they questioned the lack of visible evidence of injuries in many photographs taken of her during the times she alleged that she had been abused. Heard said this was because she had put on makeup. Which, okay, I suppose, maybe. Fair enough. When asked why she had not completed her donation yet, despite claiming publicly she had, Heard maintained that she intends to after she is no longer being sued, and that she has used the words donate and pledge synonymously.
Yeah.
Which doesn't They're make not. Any fucking sense. They They're are not the same words. There's a difference.
There's completely different actions behind them.
Mm. So she was just backpedaling there, yes, I think, just in that a respect. Little bit. The jury was shown a knife that Heard had gifted Depp in 2012 as evidence that she was not afraid of him. So, like, why would you give someone a knife that you're fucking afraid of as a gift? Doesn't make any sense. She denied ever assaulting Depp, but said that she had to physically defend herself. Depp's lawyer alleged that Heard had altered the photographs of her injuries from the May 2016 incident by changing the contrast.
Yes. No, yeah, because, yeah, I believe that 100%.
Okay.
Because the photos are the exact same, in the exact same position. Like someone explained it, like, there's no way that someone can take the same photo, same position, same exact position, same face, like, everything being similar. Like, there's just no way. Like, yeah, there's always going to be a difference.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I get you. So then we had more witness testimony for Amber Heard. She brought on someone called Raquel Pennington, friend of Amber Heard. She said that she saw injuries on Heard on multiple occasions and that Heard used makeup to cover them. Okay. Whitney Henriquez, an important witness, this was Heard's younger sister, Whitney.
Oh, yes.
She testified that she had witnessed a physical altercation between Depp and Heard in March 2015, after which she was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. She said that alcohol made Depp angry and abusive, and that he would control what Heard could wear to public events.
Right, interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Heard had what to believe there.
Yeah, Heard had a few other witnesses, such as Melanie Iglesias, Christina Sexton, that claimed their relationship was tension-filled and that Heard used makeup to hide injuries. So she just had more witnesses saying that.
Yeah.
Other witnesses stated that Depp had gained a reputation with his substance abuse and struggled to get roles. So those witnesses are basically being brought on to say that, you know, the article was not hurting his career, it's Depp's ownness. Tina Newman, an executive at Disney, she came to the stand and she said that she could neither confirm nor deny that Heard's op-ed had any effect on Depp not being asked to return for a sixth Pirates film. So basically, it was pointless her going into the court.
Yeah, she didn't bloody say anything.
Yeah, so that doesn't help anyone at all.
No.
Then more witnesses came on that further testified Depp's substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And on May 24th, Heard's lawyers rested their defence following 8 days of testimony. So then after this, what happens is they bring on rebuttal witnesses. So basically, both lawyers have, well, Depp's lawyers basically bring on rebuttal witnesses because Amber's witnesses have come on, and anything they've said, they can bring on some witnesses
to rebuke what they've said. Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a few here. So after one of Heard's witnesses earlier in the trial testified that she would have lost a significant amount of money due to the smear campaign against her, Richard Marks was brought up to refuse these claims. He criticised the witness for comparing her to actors such as Jason Momoa, Gal Gadot, Ana de Armas, Zendaya and Chris Pine, who were significantly more famous. So basically a witness came on and be like, she could have earned all of this money and compared her to these huge famous stars. And this witness came on and be like, are you honestly saying that you're comparable to like Zendaya and Chris Pine and bloody Jason Momoa?
That's like, where she obviously wants to be.
Yeah, but you can't compare.
No.
At all.
Well, no, you can't, because like half these bloody people didn't even know who she was.
Yeah.
So there's just, yeah, it's ridiculous. Exactly.
Morgan Tremaine, another popular one on social media. This was that guy that worked for TMZ.
Yes.
And he was the suave looking, yes, and smimy fellow.
Yeah, and he said, was he the one that said that funny thing to Amber's lawyer?
Yeah, saying they were getting 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. So a former employee of celebrity website TMZ, he confirmed TMZ staging a photograph of Heard showing a bruise to the camera. And he testified that TMZ released a video of Depp slamming doors and throwing a bottle that Heard had recorded. Okay, so basically what that testimony was saying was he worked at TMZ, which is a celebrity news site, and people will send in videos.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get approval that you know the source of the video before you post it. So the way TMZ works is if they have the source, they know who it is, they can post that video the same day.
Yeah.
And if they don't know who it is, it can take like a month of approval before they get it out.
Yeah.
They posted this angry video of Johnny Depp throwing stuff the day it came out. So they were proving that they knew that it was her that posted the video. She was the source. She was the one that sent this to TMZ.
Yeah.
Basically, is what that testimony was saying.
Right. Okay.
And then finally, Kate Moss came on after Heard had mentioned earlier in the trial a rumour that Johnny pushed Kate Moss downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Moss testified that Depp had never pushed, kicked or thrown her down any stairs.
Yeah.
Now, for Heard's rebuttal, Heard provided no witnesses but said that she was suffering minute-by-minute harassment, including death threats and daily trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. So, I mean, everyone was horrible to her.
Yeah. So this brings us to the closing arguments.
Mm-hmm.
We've blasted through the whole trial. And so would you like me to go through the closing arguments, what was said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Heard's legal team, they maintained their two arguments that Depp did abuse Heard and that even if he did not abuse her, the op-ed was not libelous as it did not mention Depp by name nor directly address her allegations against him. Rottenborn told the jurors to think about the message that Mr. Depp and his attorneys are sending Amber and victims of domestic abuse.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I know. If you didn't take pictures, it didn't happen. Mr. Depp cannot and will not take responsibility. It's all somebody else's fault. If Amber was abused by Mr. Depp even once, then she wins. Rottenborn accused Depp of victim blaming at its most disgusting.
Right, okay.
Depp's legal team. Depp's legal team has maintained that Heard was the abuser in the relationship and that Heard's allegations against Depp were untrue and had ruined his life. They asked the jurors to give him his life back. There is an abuser in this courtroom, but it is not Mr. Depp, mm-hmm. said Camille Vasquez. And there is a victim of domestic abuse in this courtroom, but it is not Miss Heard. Referring to the injury to Depp's finger, she said, there was a monster in that house in Australia, but it wasn't Mr. Depp, it was Miss Heard.
Yeah.
You either believe all of it or none of it. Either Mr. Depp assaulted Miss Heard with a bottle in Australia, or Miss Heard got up on the stand in front of all of you and made up that horrific tale of abuse. Vasquez told the jury an act of profound cruelty, not just to Mr. Depp, but to true survivors of domestic abuse. Vasquez told the court that Amber Heard came into this courtroom ready to give the performance of her lifetime, and she gave it. Mic drop.
What's really interesting is that I watched a video of laws that they broke in Australia. Mm. Obviously they broke the dog smuggling one.
Yes, they did.
Also glassing, where you use glass as a weapon. That's another law in Australia. And another one, because obviously Amber Heard did recordings. Yeah. It is completely illegal to record someone without their consent in Australia.
Yes, you told me about that. That's mental.
So that's mental. So basically, as far as they're aware, if you're able to record someone when a domestic situation is happening, then you should be able to call the police and the police can withhold the evidence, because I guess I'm assuming that law is in place in case, you know, it's been tampered with, the recording or whatever. I can only assume that's one reason why that's the law, because it's not a law here. But yeah, so I find that really interesting, because obviously she's broken numerous rules in Australia then, that people obviously haven't touched upon in that case.
Yeah. Which is mental. But I put some notes about the jury deliberations because I didn't know at the time of recording this whether we would have a verdict or not.
Oh, okay.
And so for the their verdict needs to be a thing called defamation with actual malice. That's why it needs to be called. Mm-hmm. And for the verdict of defamation with actual malice to have occurred, Heard must have written her op-ed with knowledge that her allegations were false or with reckless disregard for whether they were false or not.
Mm-hmm.
And during deliberations on the 31st of May, the 7-person jury asked the judge whether the entire article or only the headline should be considered. The jurors were instructed that only the headline should be taken into account.
Yes, I remember seeing that. Mm.
So we did get the verdict. We got it last night.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp won all three counts of his defamation,
yep.
and she got is paying $50 million damages. Amber won one count of defamation and got $2 million.
Which she will not be getting. It'll be going straight to Johnny.
Yeah, it's going to be going straight to Johnny, isn't it? You might as well just keep it in his pocket.
Yeah, exactly. She now owes him $13 million.
Yeah. So that's the whole. That's the whole trial, guys. We've managed to condense it, the 6 weeks trial, down to 1 hour of podcast.
Yeah.
So
It proves that they just didn't need to eke it out for 6 weeks.
Yeah. But the thing is, right, we're the court case podcast. So this is, you know, an important thing for us to be
talking about. This is literally about a court case.
Yes.
Crazy.
And we need to give our verdict. And I mean, you might have probably already gathered from listening to us that we were fairly pro Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Now, as I've said further in the podcast, I do not think he's a completely innocent party. I think he's got a terrible substance abuse.
Hide the rum.
And a drug and alcohol problem. I mean, he might not have that anymore because this relationship was like 4 years ago. So he might not have that.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's like now.
Don't know what he's like now.
But it's just the photos that she took of him, like when he was like drunk and stuff. I just think that's not very nice.
But the thing is with this is, yeah, and obviously he could have been verbally, it seems like he was also very verbally abusive or shouty. But the thing is, what Amber did was clearly much worse. Because not only that, during the court thing, whether they were both abusive or not, Depp didn't lie about it. He didn't refute anything in particular that was said unless it was a serious allegation that he didn't do. And whereas Amber has gone on this stand and she's, you know, she's lied through her teeth and she's denied and accused all these things. And, you know, that makes it 10 times worse. And also there's people that are actually suffering from domestic abuse that, you know, she's just making a laughing stock of.
Yeah.
And this, I see a few people on Twitter today saying, oh, this is setting the Me Too movement back. This is a bad day for women. And to that I say, why does one woman have to paint the whole gender? Why is that a thing? That doesn't need to happen. Mm. If anything, I think this is a trial for the Me Too movement because it shows that abuse has no gender.
Yeah, 100%.
And it doesn't matter who you are, you can still be the victim of horrific things and you're still capable of doing horrific things. And I think that's really important.
Yeah.
That is my verdict anyway. I'm pro Johnny Depp. I'm happy with this case. And is that your verdict as well?
Yeah, no, I agree, definitely.
Okay, awesome.
I was going to say something else as well, but I can't remember what it was now. oh, yes.
Yeah.
Their photos that they posted after the trial, Johnny Depp's thing was really lovely.
Oh, the statement.
He's saying that the jurors are giving his life back. Because I saw a video where he's saying he literally just wanted to clear his name because he has, at the time when the allegations came out, his kids were 14 and 16.
Wow.
And they were going to school and obviously they were getting...
Oh my God, that must have been terrible for them.
Your dad's a woman beating and all the things. So he wanted to clear his name for that. So I thought that was really, really tearful.
I hadn't thought about that.
Really tearful. Mm. So his statement at the end was really lovely. Amber Heard's one made me laugh because she posted it instantly. So everyone was just like, I bet she had this written out in her notes. She had a fail one and a win one. And I was just like, probably. I mean, to be fair, Johnny Depp probably had the exact same. Because
I would assume, yeah.
Because, you know, they just would have done that. Like, it's, you know, their PR probably would have said, oh, well, you're obviously going to have to make a post about this. Like, but I think Amber's was quite funny. It was short and not sweet. It was short and like, I didn't win this one, blah, blah, blah. Just like, she's got to keep up the act. I mean, fair play to her. She couldn't exactly be like, I was acting.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously she's got to keep up. But
really
interesting. I don't know what's going to happen now.
No.
It'd be interesting to see what happens with Amber's future.
Yeah, whether she takes a break, whether she gets kicked off roles.
I think Johnny deserves a nice break from acting for a bit, I think.
Well, he has had a long break.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know what I mean? Like, go to your Bahamas island with your kids and celebrate, mate.
Absolutely.
Well, he's out with Sam Fender having a bender at the moment.
Yeah, I know. That was mental. Everyone was wondering where he was.
It was so random.
Turns out he's in a pub in Newcastle.
So
with Sam
random.
Fender,
Sam Fender. I would never have thought that.
I know. But we hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. We hope you guys feel more informed about the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp situation. Now that's under wraps. You can go to your mates and you can, if they start talking about it, you can be like, well, I know exactly what's happening. So we hope you guys enjoyed it. We're looking forward to coming back. This was like a one-off big special one, but when we move in, we are going to be coming back with loads of more episodes. We want to talk about the podcast show that we went to and visited and talk about loads of cool. We've got literally lists and lists of topics are ready to come out and chat about some really
interesting stuff. I found out some more stuff about like juries and like and loads of sentences and cases I found really, really interesting. So that's I'll be cool. more than happy to bring that to
a whole episode on interesting court cases and stuff. Yeah. That would be great. But we really hope you guys enjoyed this. Please go onto our social media, Instagram at Court Case Podcast, Twitter at Court Case Cast, and give us your thoughts on the Amber and Johnny thing, and tell us if there's any court cases you want us to talk about. But we thank you so much for listening, guys, and we will see you really, really soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this wonderful episode of the...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Court Case Podcast. And remember, you shall always remember this as the day that you almost defamed Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?